Divided Kingdom, the evening news program that many of you have come to know and trust. My colleague, Lou Caverly, and I, Elizabeth Cuppett Caverly, will be bringing you some very shocking information tonight. New warnings of the coronavirus disease effects and an anti-human agenda with everything including factory-made meat substitutes, 500 million pre-filled syringes ready for, could it be, forced vaccination in America? Such medical tyranny? Then we also have the specter of, improbable as it may be, permanent distance learning for school children. So much more that you have to hear tonight in this Watchman program. Hear us on WWCR.com and shortwave radio, 4.840 megahertz at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursday evenings, repeating on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern on the shortwave at 7.490 megahertz. We can be heard at Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, repeating at 11 p.m. Our newest venue is KStarTalkRadio.com. And again, that is KStarTalkRadio.com. And we're on KStarTalkRadio.com Saturdays at 5 p.m., repeating on Sundays at 10 a.m. And if you'd like to use your phone number there with K-Star Talk Radio, you can call to hear our program at 1-605-562-5330. And I'm going to repeat that number. Some of you may want to call, and your normal phone rates will apply. That phone number to hear us is 1-605-562-5330. One more time, 1-605-562-5330. Lou and I start tonight with two articles that seem to make us ask once again, is the coronavirus bioengineered, as thought Dr. Luc Montagnier, Dr. Francis Boyle, and the Indian scientists who claimed it contained MERS, SARS, and HIV elements? Adults with strokes and seizures post-COVID infection? Children all over the world afflicted with a mysterious inflammation of blood vessels, vomiting, and diarrhea? Do these things sound like what some alternative news hosts have called COVID, just the common cold or the flu? I think not. And before I ask Lou that, I really want to say again that we really do love you listeners, and we want you to go to our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. There's so much that's important that we've been giving out over the last month or two. So go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and go to our listening archives. Now, Lou, does this sound like the common cold?
No, Elizabeth, it's not the common cold or the flu. As a preface to these two articles you mentioned, I have to take us back in time. The American people have been duped and even harmed by Eisenhower's military-industrial complex for many decades.
And so now we will go into that more extensively. You're going to bring that to us at another time. We're looking back in the history of a lot of things, including AIDS. But I think now we move right to this first strange aftermath of COVID.
That's exactly right. The headline, 15 children hospitalized in New York City with mysterious syndrome, possibly linked to coronavirus. Dated Thursday, May 7th, 2020, by Ethan Huff, Natural News. More than a dozen young people in New York City are having to be hospitalized after they reportedly came down with a mysterious new syndrome that some media outlets speculate might be related to the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19. A total of 15 children were treated for symptoms, including inflammation of the blood vessels, along with vomiting, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Doctors say they do not know the cause, though there are, quote, concerns not yet substantiated, unquote, that it might be linked to the Wuhan coronavirus. All of the children are between the ages of 2 and 15, and more than 7 of them require blood pressure support. And 5 of these are said to be needing mechanical ventilation as part of their treatment. These mysterious illnesses follow reports by the New York Department of Health, NYDH, that another 100 children, mostly in European countries, have also had to be treated at hospitals for similar symptoms. Inflamed blood vessels could be suggestive of Kawasaki disease, a rare illness that strikes 1 in 10,000 children under the age of 5 every year. Other symptoms of Kawasaki disease include swollen hands and feet, bright red lips that are also swollen, and rashes on the torso or groin. In its report, the New York Department of Health advised city doctors to keep an eye out for a condition currently being described as, quote, multi-system inflammatory syndrome, unquote, which often necessitates having to be admitted to an intensive care unit for cardiac or respiratory support. So far, no children have died from whatever this is. And I'll interject. This is Lou speaking. I believe now 3 children have died since this article was written. Getting back to the article, though some suspect that this mystery disease might be related to the Wuhan coronavirus, seeing how it is already going around, media reports are clear in emphasizing that the two are not definitely linked. Even so, the World Health Organization, WHO, is urging its clinical network to be aware of any new cases that might emerge. Keep in mind that the Wuhan coronavirus is infecting very few children as it is. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, only about 1.7% of known cases are in children, and the vast majority of these have been mild. With that said, whatever this new syndrome is that is afflicting children could potentially be some kind of Wuhan coronavirus mutation, though again, that is all speculation at this point. The reason why some believe that there might be a connection to Kawasaki syndrome is that even though it is rare, the disease tends to be triggered by the presence of viruses or infections. In other words, there is a possibility that the Wuhan coronavirus is awakening, that word awakening is in quotes, is awakening Kawasaki syndrome in some children. And here we have a quote. Kawasaki syndrome does not have a precise cause, but in genetically predisposed children, there is a triggering environmental factor, probably infectious, and probably viral, says pediatrician Dr. Mariana Fabi, who is currently treating 5 cases of the disease at Bologna's St. Orsola Malpighi Hospital in Italy. Meanwhile, New York City health officials are probing the known cases there to see if they can identify any link to the Wuhan coronavirus. According to the health commissioner, Dr. Oxiris Barbeau, quote, even though the relationship of this syndrome to COVID-19 is not yet defined, and not all of these cases have tested positive for COVID-19 by either DNA test or serology, the clinical nature of this virus is such that we are asking all providers to contact us immediately if they see patients who meet the criteria we've outlined, unquote. So that is a very mysterious happening.
It is mysterious. And the second one is the coronavirus after effects could include stroke, seizures, and persistent confusion, according to new research. This, again, was at Natural News, May 8th, and we're coming to you on May 14th. This article on May 8th was by J.D. Hayes. A new paper explores the aftermath of the virus and contains some very interesting findings, as Agence France-Presse reports. A pattern is emerging among COVID-19 patients arriving at hospitals in New York. Beyond fever, cough, and shortness of breath, some are deeply disoriented to the point of not knowing where they are or what year it is. At times, this is linked to low oxygen levels in their blood, but in certain patients, the confusion appears disproportionate to how their lungs are faring. According to Dr. Jennifer Frontera, a neurologist at NYU Langone Brooklyn Hospital, who has been seeing these patients, the findings raised alarms among doctors regarding the long-term impact symptomatic coronavirus infections would have on the brain and the nervous system. Most people are aware that the coronavirus mostly affects the respiratory system. In older or obese patients with pre-existing conditions such as heart disease, but new and unusual signs of the infection are becoming known. According to a study published last week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, 36.4% of 214 Chinese patients had developed neurologic symptoms that ranged from a loss of smell to nerve pain, seizures, and even strokes. Meanwhile, a separate paper published in the New England Journal of Medicine last week analyzed 58 patients in Strasbourg, France, finding that more than half of them had become agitated or confused. Brain images suggested there was inflammation. And then there was a related article mentioned here. Rheumatoid arthritis drug combined with vitamin C saved ER doctor from coronavirus death. Of course, we would infer there that they do mean the hydroxychloroquine, perhaps with the azithromycin, and that these two could be used successfully. And we want to remind you again about Dr. Daniel Wallace, the head of the Lupus Foundation of America, who used this drug, hydroxychloroquine, for his lupus patients, and he had 2,400 patients over something like 43 years, and zero hospitalization and zero deaths. So it's a lie when the mainstream media tries to dun this drug. They don't want to promote it because the big pharma giants would like to make better profits than from an old established drug. We have to be on our toes all the time, more and more tonight as you listen to this program. You will be horrified at the headline we found just moments before going on the air, and that is about the 500 million pre-filled syringes. Dear God Almighty, what are we going into? And we must stand up. We must stand up. And I'm going to interject here in the middle of this article that even something perhaps as lowly compared to these 500 million pre-filled syringes, there is the post office, our beloved post office that all Americans love. We send our packages to our loved ones at Christmas time and at birthday times. And now columnist Jim Hightower is highlighting the what he calls the Trump administration. We certainly hope it isn't. We hope it's just an element of congressional leadership and people in the administration who want to really gut the post office forever. We think this is the globalist plan because they really do want to get everything online. They don't want us mailing actual packages to each other. And you may have even seen a television advertisement. It came on Fox News Network the other evening that we were to call and complain to Congress because we would have a four times larger package rate at the post office. And according to Hightower, when the first stimulus bill was passed to help everybody, the aid, that we were not able to get help for the post office because President Trump said he would veto it unless we had all these other things put into it. You know, there would be things like reducing the workers' unions' ability to get together. I mean, strengthening the unions would not be part of it. Raising postal rates. My goodness, we've seen that a lot, haven't we? And so many other things that would be part of this that we really are very upset about this. We really are. I called my congressional office and left a voicemail. A lot of your congressional leaders are not there. But if you want to do what I did, here's the toll-free number. You can tell them that you don't want any of these things like raising the rates, raising the package rates, taking away the power of the workers, demoralizing them. You don't want that to be part of any help given to the post office. Because now, according to Hightower, he said that instead of getting that help in the first package, they're going to be offered a loan, so many billion dollars loan. But this loan is contingent on doing all these things, you see, to ruin the middle class workers of the post office and to make the cost inaccessible for the rest of us. So if this makes you a little angry, I had a father. You all have heard me long enough on this radio to know that I somewhat idolized my father, at least the very good qualities that he showed almost all of his life that emanated from his faith in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ living in him. He was a rural mail carrier, and he went up in those Allegheny Mountains in the winter. My mother and I would hear him getting up very early. He would be putting on the chains on his car. He had something like 400 miles, I think. No, that's not right. That is really funny. 400 boxes, I think, and I forget how many miles. But when he retired, two young men immediately got two jobs. So you see, they worked the old horse till, like Boxer in Animal Farm, then they send him to the glue factory. So that's what happened, you see. But we don't have to stand for all this. So if you want to call Congress about the post office, here's the toll-free number, and you might want to retain this number for other reasons, other needs in the future. 1-877-762-8762, and again, that toll-free number is 1-877-762-8762, and I hope you will tell them to save the post office. And now we're getting back to this article, you see, about this aftermath of corona, that possibly people had strokes, seizures, confusion. There were a lot of neurological effects. And so some of these unusual things don't seem to fit the pattern, because the article said most people are aware that the coronavirus mostly affects the respiratory system. And again, we knew that the older and obese patients with pre-existing, what they called it, comorbidities on the TV coverage, that they're, you know, going to be in more danger. But these newer and unusual signs are becoming more widely known, and there was a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, again, that we referred to. 36.4% of the Chinese patients got these neurological symptoms. And then the New England Journal of Medicine checked those 58 patients in Strasbourg, France, and again, more than half of them were having these neurological problems. So now we have a reiteration here. Quote, you've been hearing that this is a breathing problem, but it also affects what we most care about, the brain. Andrew Josephson, chair of the neurology department of the University of California, San Francisco, told AFP, quote, if you become confused, if you're having problems thinking, those are reasons to seek medical attention, he said. The article goes on to suggest that other viral infections, including HIV, left untreated, can cause significant cognitive abilities decline. Now, Lou, isn't that interesting? In view of the scientists like Dr. Luc Montagnier, the Nobel Prize winner, the discoverer of AIDS virus, and the Indian scientists saying they found HIV, bioengineered elements in COVID-19?
Very interesting. Yeah, very sinister.
Could that little element of HIV be the culprit causing these cognitive abilities decline? We don't know.
No, very possible.
Yeah, back to the article. Michael Toledano, a neurologist, at the Mayo Clinic, said viruses can affect the brain in a couple of ways. One, by triggering an abnormal immune response known as a cytokine storm that causes inflammation of the brain called autoimmune encephalitis, AFP reported. And two, a direct infection of the brain, which carries a condition known as viral encephalitis. These conditions can happen if the protective blood-brain barrier becomes compromised. But since some COVID patients have developed a loss of smell, there is a hypothesis that the nose can provide access directly to the brain. But that hasn't been proven yet. And some patients who have lost their sense of smell do not otherwise go on to develop neurological symptoms and problems. The article says, based on current evidence, researchers suspect neurological problems are more likely due to an overactive immune response rather than the invasion of the brain. To prove that, coronavirus must be present in the spinal fluid. This has been documented once in a 24-year-old Japanese man whose case was presented in the International Journal of Infectious Diseases. He would later develop confusion and seizures, while imaging showed that his brain was inflamed. Yet his is the only case so far. Major studies will have to be done to be certain that this seems likely, because the virus isn't going anywhere anytime soon, it appears. So there, when I stumbled, what we meant was probably these studies will happen because we're going to have the coronavirus around for a while. Another report Ethan Huff at Natural News mentions, and this was a study at Columbia University that included four different coronaviruses. We remember there can be others, you see, like SARS and so forth and so on. Even though the label coronavirus seems to be now in our minds to denote only COVID-19. So it appears that the times in the same year, and sometimes even more than once, that COVID-19 can reinfect the same person. So you see, person A maybe has the disease in February of 2019. Then in May, they find that he has it again. And so if this is the case, it may not be possible to develop true immunity to it, which really means any attempt to create a vaccine is futile. Once a year and a half, a dozen of the volunteers, and that was in this study at Columbia, tested positive two or three times for the same virus, in one case with just 4 weeks between positive results, reports Technology Review. And see, we don't think this was specifically the COVID-19 virus, but they were related kinds of viruses that had this recurring effect. So, Lou?
Now we have some headlines. These were from nationalnews.com, May 1st, 2020. Almost 900 workers test positive for coronavirus at the Tyson's meatpacking plant in Indiana. Global survey of deaths reveals coronavirus kills 10% of those diagnosed with symptoms, making it 100 times deadlier than the flu. Hokkaido, and that would be one of the islands of Japan, Hokkaido lifted its state of emergency and lockdown too early, and is now facing a second wave of coronavirus infections. Ecuador's health system buckles under coronavirus. Morgues are full, dead are piled up in bathrooms. Nearly half of severe coronavirus cases involve neurological complications. So that ties in with what Elizabeth was just reading. Insanity. It's now illegal in America to become an entrepreneur. New Yorker, who saw a pandemic coming, faces jail time for quote-unquote hoarding PPE. And we have a headline from Bloomberg, May 1st, 2020. COVID-19 pandemic likely to last 2 years, report says, by John Lauerman. The coronavirus pandemic likely to last as long as 2 years and won't be controlled until about two-thirds of the world's population is immune. A group of experts from the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota said. Elizabeth?
And there are more headlines. May 12th, 2020, and this is from Natural News. As meat shortages accelerate, clueless grocery shoppers are buying up genetically modified, chemically laced, artificially processed meat that's, quote, greenwashed to sound healthy, by Ethan Huff. Reports indicate that sales of Beyond Meat, and that is a label name, products have soared in recent days as customers in certain areas are unable to buy their usual beef or chicken cuts. This is good news for billionaire eugenicist Bill Gates, who heavily backed the Beyond Meat brand during its early days, along with multimillionaire actor Leonardo DiCaprio. While most Americans would never dream of picking up a pack of fake meat loaded with monosodium glutamate, MSG, and artificial, quote, plants, Some people now have no other choice unless they want to go full-on vegetarian or vegan, or at least until real meat comes back. Then we have another headline. May 12, 2020, The 11-Step Globalist Scheme to Destroy America by S.D. Wells. And some of this might have seemed too fantastic to us just a month or two ago, but we have to alert you to possible dangers. Here is part of Wells' description of the left's 11-step scheme. 1, keep everyone in house arrest until the November election, where all votes will be mail-in and every Republican vote trashed. 2, use false positive tests for Republicans and create a database for future political prisons. 3, make everyone register their guns for later confiscation. Just lately, left-wing lawmakers in Maryland were trying to pass a law that would prevent even family members from bestowing guns on each other. Thankfully, the governor vetoed it. 4, close all beaches and parks so nobody can get vitamin D and debunk zinc as a COVID-19 defense. And this is Elizabeth interjecting that while this does sound very far out, the left surely is capable of such sinister plans. And we can see that number, I think, I need to check the numbers. Now, we have given you through five, and I think that we're just commenting here that to force vaccinate every American with a fake vaccine that literally gives you coronavirus so the CDC can claim anyone they want to has the virus and can therefore be captured and taken to a FEMA prison to die. Yes, that was still part of that point. And we're saying this sounds far out, but, you know, right before we went on the air to get this bombshell bulletin that 500 million pre-filled syringes are being readied. This is just unparalleled. This is like the news that we got in 2013 from a columnist, Diana West, that the government was stockpiling something like 1.3 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. This is of the same shocking value to awaken us. It is shocking in its value, and it is a shock, but it does shock us into awareness. Now, point 6 is silence all dissent to communism on the internet, Google, Facebook, etc. 7, make all religious worship illegal so nobody has any morale, ethics, or hope. 8, continue to make examples who break the fake laws and rules of social distancing in public places. We have to interject there. We're so happy that the Texas Supreme Court overturned that case against the young woman beautician who was jailed. We're really happy to see that justice done. Point 9, keep all small businesses shuttered while corporate ones stay open and make a fortune. 10, foreclose on homes and lands of the middle class to eliminate anyone who functions independently of the globalists. Ding, 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 Lou, that's a big one, isn't it?
That's a big one.
Anything they can do to harm the middle class, they'll do it, even get rid of that post office. 11, crash the economy and the stock market, and then loot all the savings and retirement accounts by having a global financial reset where your money is no good anymore. It's called a currency swap. And Wells gives his final advice. Avoid the insanity by guarding your immune system, exercising, and reading independent, reliable news. Headline Monday, May 11th, coronavirus deaths keep rising in New Jersey nursing homes, and nobody knows why. At Ocean Crest Point Center, they initially reported 9 cases, then doubled their number just hours later on April 22nd. Now the facility is saying there are 55 cases and one death. The Veterans Memorial Home in Paramus has 241 people diagnosed and more than 50. Hold on a second there. When we want to turn the page, we're ready. More than 50 who died. Now, let's get that again. 241 people diagnosed, 50 who died. But only days ago, the facility reported that there were fewer than 190 cases. The Guardian reports, this is another headline, Mike Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, is diagnosed with COVID. We know that she is the wife of Stephen Miller, a key speechwriter for President Trump. Fox News, Senator Lamar Alexander, quarantining at home. Also, Dr. Fauci, I believe, was taking some time off. USA Today, May 11th, coronavirus updates. Pence, back in White House at a distance. U.S. on track for 10 million tests, and that's really still nothing. out of 360 million people. But let's move right on, Lou.
Now we have excerpts from Dan and Donna Holman's May 2020 newsletter. They tell us much about the question, is COVID-19 related to God's judgment? To contact them and give help, you can write to them at this address. These are two people, two brave people, who face off with the abortion killing mills. Their address is Missionaries to the Preborn, pre-born, Iowa. Missionaries to the Preborn, Iowa. Post Office Box 135, Keokuk, Iowa, 52632. So that's Missionaries to the Preborn, Iowa. Post Office Box 135.
And spell Keokuk.
I was just going to think that would be a good idea. That's spelled K-E-O-K-U-K, Iowa. And the zip code is 52632.
And that's Dan and Donna Holman.
Yeah.
And they're getting older. I believe that Donna is above 80. And they're out there standing at Planned Parenthood-type facilities. They're pleading with people to really not kill their babies. So they've been doing this a long time, and we admire them. Pick it up, Lou, and let's hear, I think first you have Donna's letter to the editor, and
yes.
That was April.
April, I believe it was April 20th, but definitely April. Some wonder if we are experiencing God's judgment upon our land. I believe we are. So much has closed down and come to a standstill. So many of our idols are being smashed. No professional sports, no theater, no concerts. The lukewarm churches, and that's in quotes, churches, have closed as well. Christ followers are now meeting like the early church did in homes, in small groups.
Or tuning in to shortwave radio programs.
That's right.
And I hope that some of you find Pastor Bob Martin on WWCR 4.840 megahertz, and you'll find him right after our program on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. I'll never forget, about a year ago, a program he had on the Vineyard. We hope someday we could play his program for you if we get his permission. But go ahead, Lou.
Yes, there are no more pride, braids, or drag queen story hours in public libraries. The public schools have been pushing socialism, a leftist agenda, and leading our young children to question their very gender and to experiment with perverted sexual deviancy. All closed. As the economy crashes, people will lose many other personal idols. Tattoos, jewelry, fancy cars, etc. God is serious this time. According to the Iowa Department of Public Health Termination of Pregnancy Report, 108,514 preborn babies were murdered by abortion in the last 20 years. The churches are closed, but the death camps are still murdering babies created in God's image. America is being brought to its knees, and it is my prayer that all those who will come now to the only one who can save them, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So that was Donna's letter. Now, the overall newsletter begins with a quote from Romans 1:28.
And this is probably written, I think, this time by Dan Holman.
I believe so, yes. The quote is, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient."
And the KJV really sums it up well there, what's going on, doesn't it?
They sure do. Oh, it sure does, yes. Big Pharma is a multi-billion dollar industry. Vaccines contribute to its profit margin. Big Pharma's powerful lobbyists have bribed politicians into mandating vaccinations in every state legislature. Vaccinations are increasingly difficult to avoid. Medical and religious exemptions are getting harder to obtain. If vaccines are so effective, why should vaccinated people worry about unvaccinated people infecting them? Microsoft founder Bill Gates is one of the wealthiest men in the world. He divested most of his fortune to form a tax-free foundation. Gates is a population control enthusiast who promotes vaccines. He has contributed billions to vaccinate people in third world countries. Besides causing death and injury to many, some of his vaccines were discovered to contain anti-fertility agents. Warren Buffett also contributes to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Both men are big supporters of Planned Parenthood and population control. The leadership council of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation includes Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, director of NIAID, part of the National Institutes of Health, Fauci is an influential advisor to President Trump's pandemic response. The Gates Foundation employs many powerful people like Fauci in positions of authority worldwide. One of their goals is ID 2020. By 2030, an implantable radio frequency identification, RFID chip, an individual digital database for everyone on the planet. They intend to coerce mandatory vaccinations by making it difficult to travel, congregate, work, or leave home without complying to status demands. There are perhaps other goals. We believe the collapse of our economy is intentional. Besides job loss and failing businesses, Congress has authorized trillions of dollars to be spent on this pandemic. Though the American people receive a small portion, most of it, like in 2008, will likely be unaccounted for. The ruin of the dollar is further assured by falling oil prices. The petrodollar is due to be replaced by a more dependable world currency. The combination of ID 2020, artificial intelligence, cryptocurrencies, and 5G technology may change the way future financial transactions are made. It may also further enslave us. There is a spiritual aspect to all of this, which should not go unnoticed. Over 70 million innocent children have been sacrificed to the, quote, God of this world, unquote, over the past 50 years. Their blood screams from the ground for vengeance. Unlike most Americans, God does not turn a blind eye, a deaf ear, or a cold shoulder to their plight. Many vaccines are developed in the lungs of living aborted babies. Those who receive these vaccines become unwilling participants in child sacrifice. The most powerful men on earth belong to Satan, as do many others of lesser fame and fortune. Satan's followers are aware that Satan is empowered by daily sacrifices of helpless innocents. Most Americans don't know or care. Vaccinating newborn babies is child abuse. Some have immediate negative reactions to vaccines. Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, is often attributed to vaccines. Autism rates in America are 1 in 32 children. It is a heavy burden to care for an autistic child. Bill Gates projects a 10 to 15%, approximately 1 billion people, reduction of the world's population through vaccinations. A 2020 TED Talk, he said, the world today is 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive services, we can lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Some Gates supporters try to sanitize his remarks, but his words match his actions. The only, quote, health care, unquote, and, quote, reproductive health services, unquote, the Gates Foundation support are the kind Planned Parenthood provides. Bill Gates is helping fund new factories for 7 potential coronavirus vaccines. Gates said the foundation would end up picking only 1 or 2 of the 7 vaccines, meaning billions of dollars spent on manufacturing would be abandoned. He said, quote, in a situation where the world faces the loss of trillions of dollars to the economy, wasting a few billion to help is worth it, unquote. Worth it to whom, we ask. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation hosted Event 201, World Economic Forum, which simulated this current pandemic 6 weeks before it occurred. He also prepared the world government's draconian response to it. Gates is predicting and preparing for yet another pandemic following COVID-19. How convenient for his foundation to own the patent on the very vaccine everyone in the world will be required to take. Science is God to many Americans. Many view pseudoscientific theory more credible than the Word of God. Who better represents the God of science than Bill Gates? Microsoft operating systems are a scientific marvel. Bill Gates is but a man who is unable to prevent computer viruses from attacking his computer systems. The human body is no computer. Vaccines are no computer patch code. Gates is no medical expert. He is a dangerously wealthy computer nerd with no formal medical training. The coronavirus vaccine he develops should eliminate the coronavirus about as well as the flu vaccine has eliminated the flu.
Very, very thought-provoking. And you know, Lou, if America is under judgment, evil is allowed to run rampant, and the government control increases, along with the government's unfulfilled promises to do right for the people. We've heard all these things that everybody's getting tested. We're still only up to about 10 million. Here was an article. Some Americans who want to get tested for coronavirus still can't. Saturday, May 2nd, 2020, Natural News by Ethan Huff. A Michigan man and his father have both died from what the media says were complications associated with the Wuhan coronavirus, and a remaining family member is blaming the health care system for their deaths. Gary Fowler, 56, reportedly tried to go to the emergency rooms of three different Metro Detroit hospitals when his breathing problems first began, but all three of them turned him away, leaving Fowler to suffer at home, which is where he later died. Keith Gambrell, 33, was like a son to Fowler, or rather Fowler treated Gambrell like one. The two were very close, which is presumably why Gambrell approached the media after Fowler's death to let the world know that the medical system failed Fowler. Rather than help Fowler during his time of need, the local medical system basically told him to scram. Consequently, he bore through the breathing troubles he was having until he could breathe no more, dying upright in his bedroom chair while his wife dozed off next to him. Fowler reportedly scrawled out a note in the moments leading up to his death that stated, "Heartbeat irregular, oxygen level low." This is how surviving family members and medical personnel knew what he was dealing with in the moments leading up to his passing. "My dad passed at home and no one tried to help him," Gambrell told the Detroit Free Press. "He asked for help and they sent him away. They turned him away." Fowler's immediate family was the first to notice his deceased body, and Gambrell says his little brother called him in agony, screaming about how his father would not wake up. Gambrell rushed across town to Fowler's home, and by that time, police and emergency medical workers had already arrived. Gambrell gave his final goodbyes to Fowler's lifeless body before contacting the media to explain what had happened. Not only was Fowler not given a test for the Wuhan coronavirus, but he was refused admittance to any of the local care facilities that may have been able to save his life. "I just felt so bad because he was begging for his life and medical professionals did nothing for him," Gambrell says. Gary Fowler's own father, David, also died from complications associated with COVID-19 right around the same times his son, though he was admitted to the local Henry Ford Hospital before passing. And, you know, we could go on here a lot more, but this is enough to show us what happens to the common man. As it turns out, other Fowler family members also developed symptoms and were similarly turned away and denied tests. This isn't America. This isn't the America that we all have known. But it's the America we're facing right now, and it probably is the America under judgment. And we now have to look a little bit more at we're going to look now at some amplifications of danger and treasonous corruption in a nation, America, under the judgment. These U.S. entities partnered with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Time for a criminal investigation. This was Sunday, May 3rd, 2020, written by Ethan Huff at Natural News. We'll just give you a little bit of it. The Wuhan Institute of Virology, from which the Wuhan coronavirus is believed to have escaped, has a number of questionable partnerships that are worth looking into in light of the pandemic. Most of them are universities, including the University of Alabama, the University of North Texas, and Harvard University. There is also the EcoHealth Alliance, the National Institutes of Health, NIH, and we interject, we've heard about their more than $3 million gift to Wuhan, and the National Wildlife Federation. Other potential conspirators include about two dozen Chinese universities and companies, including the famous, how do you pronounce that, Lou? The microchip company, Huawei?
Huawei, I think.
Huawei.
Not an authority.
Okay.
I think that's it.
And we think they're the same company that has been trying to push the infamous 5G into our country. So anyway, this Huawei Corporation is tied to the, guess what, or guess who, Bill Gates founded Microsoft Corporation that was cut off from producing products for America households through an executive order signed by President Trump back in 2019. On top of it all, this new evidence has emerged to suggest that UT, that's the University of Texas, and other American colleges and universities have been accepting money from foreign sources, including communist China. This alone deserves a full investigation into where these funds have been coming from specifically, what they were used for, and what is expected in return. You see, as the country goes down and as the people begin to kill their babies like the ancient Israelites up there in the groves, throwing their babies into the fires of Moloch, we're not going to have the protection. We definitely aren't. And now we move on. I believe that we also have to just quickly state that another article, May 1st at Natural News by Ethan Huff, highlighted the fact that communist China has been militarizing biotechnology for years, so that this engineering of the coronavirus is no surprise. And they alluded to a report entitled Defense One by Elsa Kanaya from the Center for a New American Security and national security expert Wilson Warren Dink. This reveals how the Chinese Communist Party has this history of weaponizing biotechnology. We could get into that a lot more, but I think for the sake of time, we won't get into all of that. But we will make a comment about all of these cases being near Detroit. We do wonder. We think back to the American Project for the New Century, the PNAC documents, in the early 2000s, when they admitted that they wanted to develop a race-specific vaccine. So did they put in these elements of HIV? Because we've always heard that HIV was harder on the black people. More people died in Africa than white people, Caucasian people in other countries. So you see, this whole nefarious thing has maybe a very big, big type of reach to population removal or population culling. Now, I think we go now to Lou.
Yes, that's right. And this ties in with what Dan and Donna Holman had said, that the worries they expressed concerning a forced vaccine. This is Friday, May 1st. NaturalNews.com aired a red alert that our federal government is pivoting to jump in with Big Pharma's diabolical warp-speed mass medical experiment on the American people. Mike Adams wrote, "Over the last 2 months, we have watched in horror as Big Pharma and its death science puppets appear to have taken over the White House. This comes on the heels of the news that Dr. Fauci is now tied to funneling money to communist China's Wuhan virology lab that developed the coronavirus as a biological weapon. Even according to Newsweek, which caters to globalist agendas, Dr. Fauci was right in the middle of the cash injections to the communist death science industry." Here are some excerpts from Mo Slavo's article from shtfplan.com. Quote, "According to reports by Bloomberg, the Trump administration is organizing a Manhattan Project-style effort to drastically cut the time needed to develop a coronavirus vaccine, with the goal of making enough doses for most Americans by year's end. Instead of eliminating the police state and tyranny, he's now sided with Bill Gates, or at least the White House as a whole has, and Anthony Fauci, complicit in removal of people's basic rights."
And we would interject here that we hope that this is only the way the facade looks. We hope and pray that underneath, President Trump is still for human life. When he stood up against Hillary, that killing the baby at 9 months was not right. Forced injections of toxic chemicals to benefit Big Pharma is far from right. And if President Trump would be okaying something like that, as Mike Adams comments, he should be driven out of office. We don't think President Trump is for this. We pray that he isn't. He needs your prayers. He needs your prayers for wisdom. Pick it up, Lou. This is so important.
The mainstream media is now saying this is a good thing. Trump is doing the right thing. And their reporting of it should concern anyone who wants the freedom. I think I said that more facetiously, but I guess this was meant to be taken seriously. So I'll read that one more time. So I can get the page here.
It's worth waiting for.
Yes,
because
it is.
We need to reflect and think upon these important, important statements about our freedom. Did you find it?
Yes. They're reporting, that is, now that we're talking about the mainstream media, they're reporting of it, this vaccination plan, should concern anyone who wants the freedom to decide what goes into their body. At 2:28 in the above video, now you'd have to go to Mike's website to see that, there's a clip of Trump saying, people have to take the shot, and that's in quotes, people have to take the shot and get the vaccination. This isn't going to sit well with some, but we have to be steadfast when it comes to our rights and our freedom. We need to know what these people who declare themselves to be our rulers are planning to do to us. Yesterday, May 13th, Mike Adams at naturalnews.com posted an alarming update. Headlines as follows. Military vaccine mandates, Department of Defense purchasing 500 million Apiject, A-P-I-J-E-C-T, syringes to inject every person in America with coronavirus vaccine. According to a press release from the U.S. Department of Defense, featuring an announcement from Lieutenant Colonel Mike Andrews, the Department of Defense is partnering with HHS to acquire 500 million APIJECT vaccine injection devices, with deliveries expected to begin in October of this year. Jumpstart will create a U.S.-based high-speed supply chain for pre-filled syringes later this year. The syringes come with an optional RFID tag on each BFS pre-filled syringe to track the GPS location and identity of the individual. An app can upload the data to a government-selected cloud base. The $138 million contract is for 500 million pre-filled syringes by 2021. Enough coronavirus vaccine doses to cover every man and woman and child in America.
And the name of this project, Jumpstart, it's rather ironic because Dr. Francis Boyle talked about how the virus droplets can jump perhaps 14 to 21 feet, but we're going to get the jump not on it. We're going to get the jump on the freedoms of the blessed people who were once blessed because they loved Jesus Christ and because they honored God's laws, the Ten Commandments, the reading of the scriptures in the schools. I can still remember of that. You can too, can't you, when we were little children?
Oh, yes. Very well.
Yes,
yeah.
But we're in a time now. We're under something very heavy. And so we really need you to pray, listeners, about your families, about your pastor, when we're all trapped in our homes. If there are people, you can alert to our archives at dividedkingdomradio.com. They can hear this program. They will not find out about these sinister, nefarious plans to kill many people. It is on our hearts that you will tell people and that this radio program will grow. We're not sure how long we can stay on the air. And as I've said before, we really will need more help in the early fall, very much so. God has closed the door on Lou's job, and I think it is to save his life, among other reasons. But it isn't easy. We sympathize with those of you who have real, real poverty. We're heading that way, but we have been through things before, and when it looked darkest, the Lord always helped us. So if any of you want to help us, you can put a little cash or a money order. You can't write a check to us. It has to go to WWCR, and we're not really asking for that just yet, but we really will need it in June because July, we have to pay for July ahead of time. It has 5 Thursdays in the month, so you see that's an extra $100 that we will owe. Our total radio work costs are either $600 or $700 a month. And when you think of that, when we've been doing it for 17 years, we have racked up a heck of a lot of debt, credit card debt, and what is it, five loans, I think, Lou?
Something like that, yes.
We always joked when we used to listen, who was the guy on Saturday night?
Oh, Garrison Keillor.
Right. We used to listen to his radio program that with a funny skit he had about these two who were riding the rims. And we always thought that was us. But, you know, God loves the little people. He loves you. He loves you if your heart is right and turned toward him. We didn't even get to this awful addition to the 5G being perhaps put in secretly to schools. We reported on earlier. You can find it in our archives. But AT&T has this Project AirGig, and this is really insidious. It's going to do just about the same thing with the kind of radiation that 5G has, and they can hook this on to any kind of an electrical, wire, or it can be put on. It can be launched on to existing things. So we're going to have to get into this. There's so much the next time. We also have, is the new normal going to be the emerging beast government by Scott Lively? Scott Lively is a person who was really on the government's radar because he helped the pastors in Africa stand up against the homosexual agenda that was being driven into them during the Obama years. So we know that Scott Lively was someone, a person of interest to those who hate Jesus Christ and who hate the dictates of the Bible. So you have all of that to look forward to next week. And, of course, we will be keeping track of everything. We wanted to very quickly give a little update about the Ice Age because there were some things happening there. I don't know whether I have it, Lou, or whether you have it.
I think I have it.
Yes. Just very quickly. There was a headline at Fox News, thousands of people were without power in Maine as polar vortex freezes big chunk of U.S. Remember, we reported on the Greenland glacier growing, and these were some of the records that were tied set on May 9th very quickly. Altoona, Pennsylvania, 27 degrees. Old record, 29 degrees in 1966. Bradford, PA, 22 degrees. Old record, 24 in 1966. Johnstown, PA, 24 degrees, 31 in 1950. Scranton, PA, 29 degrees, 31 in 1966. Morgantown, West Virginia, 27 degrees, 30 in 1976. Worcester, Massachusetts, 31. It was 31 in 1934. Dayton, Ohio, 28 degrees, and that was 31 in 1947. Baltimore, Maryland, 34 degrees, and it was 36 degrees in 2017. Binghamton, New York, 24 degrees, 27 in 1966. We'll have a lot more to say as we keep watching this minimum sunspot activity from the sun. We'll have to deal with colder and colder weather, it looks like. Thank you for listening to The Divided Kingdom. Visit our website at dividedkingdomradio.com. Good night.